Happy Father's Day to the fathers in our community. And to everyone, happy summer solstice or winter solstice, as the case may be, depending on which hemisphere you're calling in from. It's always a great day, and the sun is always shining when Christ is with us. And for that, we open with gratitude and reverence and respect and love for all that we've been given and all that we have shared with one another. I most especially am extremely grateful for your support in these past 2 weeks and your response to our urgent need. And it allowed me to know exactly how strong our community really is and how much you value your opportunities on Sunday to be with Yeshua, to receive his blessings, and to benefit by them as you take them into the week. I would just love it if someone would want to be on the Q&A session now and let us hear from you. I'd like to hear how you're doing. Enough of us, enough of me, more of you. Let's hear how you're doing, what you'd like, what blessings you would like today. I have a special meditation for you and a special message, but let's make it about community for now. Jerome, I see you're on the call. Hello, and I'm working on getting you unmuted. Hi. Hello, Jerome. Can you, are you muting yourself, Jerome? You're unmuted on our end. So take a look at your telephone and see if you have muted yourself. Actually, I don't even see you on the call board. Just a moment. Let me make sure. A live conference on, recording on. Conference lock is off. There should be no reason you're not on the call board. Anyone who wants to be on the conference, please press star 6 and then 1, and it will put you on. And I don't see any problems with anyone coming on. Okay, here we are. Hi, Chris. You're on, and I'm going to clear your line. Chris? Well, my goodness, I'm not hearing. Okay, I'm going to open some more lines. Jesse, you're on. Eve, you're on. Ron, you're on. Anyone speak up, please.
Glenda?
Yes, hi.
Oh. I was saying, Glenda, so what I had to do, maybe some other people have to try this. I had to do star 6 and 1, and then you couldn't hear me, so I did star 6 and then 2, and then for some reason you heard me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
I don't either.
At any
rate, can you hear me
hello.
Now, Glenda?
Yes, I can.
Wow. Okay.
Did you do the same thing, Chris?
No, I didn't. But it sounded like something got fixed.
Yeah, I gather. I'm looking over at the control panel, and I cannot see anything that was blocked. So it must have been something in their system. So, Jerome, come back. Let's hear from you since you were on first. I've cleared your line. Hi. Jerome, can you get on?
Where's Jerome?
Jerome, you are. Okay, your line should be cleared now. Come on, lovely one. Okay, well, while we're waiting for that to work, Chris, we always like to hear from you. Speak.
All right. Well, I am just loving this winter or the summer solstice and just enjoying life, and I thought I would say, you know, hello and thank you to all the community. It's a wonderful thing that they've spoken so strongly. So amen and yay.
Amen.
That's all I have really. I've been doing well in the last day or so. So thanks for the blessing.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I know the blessings are contagious. When one of us is blessed, the whole of us is blessed. We are just different parts of one body. We just don't always know it. Sometimes the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. And sometimes the right hand would like to slap the left hand. But we are still hands on the same body. And when we work together and we coordinate in a common effort, we feel our strength. And I think that's one of the reasons there's such a fascination and love for team sports, because they demonstrate to us how absolutely fascinating it is to see the members of one body all work together. So,
that is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was wondering, during the last part of this last Mercury retrograde, I mean, there was some really heavy transformative energy going on, and I just wondered, I guess you noticed it as well. You had some situations with your fire and different
things. Oh, my, did I? I found it to be probably one of the most confusing, challenging, vexing, frustrating periods when I would just start to work on the computer and it would crash. We would send mail out and it would be returned. I've never experienced such a reversal of flow, shall we say, as we had in this last period.
I agree, and I've heard from others as well who claim to be tuned in and saying it was one of the most significant. I mean, it was just very powerful, transformative. I guess it's really a transformation type energy, but it's whatever needs to change will be brought forward, I suppose. I don't know.
Well, I think it was preventing us from moving forward because perhaps we needed to back up and move forward in a slightly different direction. You know,
yeah, that makes sense.
Sometimes we can be going down a road and we think we're doing just fine, but we're going nowhere. We're not going where we're supposed to be going. And God just changes that up for us.
I think I've definitely experienced that over the last seven months. I had a whole change. After that last blessing seminar, my whole life seems to have changed and been put on a fast track, but it hasn't been always pleasant, but it's been interesting.
I would agree. I would agree. It was an enormous, there was an enormous change that occurred. And I think it's inevitable because when you are actually changing the world, there's a kickback on you. I don't mean to to create an analogy of violence, but the fact is, if you fire a gun, it's got kickback into your hand. If you even a bow and arrow, the string will snap back upon you. There is an equal and opposite force to everything. And so when we propel changes forward in the world, we have to be prepared to absorb the kickback. And it may be as simple as that Yeshua had to die on the cross. The forces he set off in the world, the positive changes he ignited, would inevitably fire back upon him. And to absorb it right all together, right at that one moment and be done with it, was more than likely an act of grace.
Wow. You know, that makes a whole lot of sense. And one of the things I've been doing is being just as honest, you know, part of the rings of the heart, as honest as I can with myself. And that in itself brings more clarity. And then when it's expressed to the world, there is pushback. There is people who want to stay in this, in a fantasy land. And, and being maybe the presence of the Sacred Heart actually challenges them and pushes them and makes them want to react. That's interesting. Thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome. You know, this is one of the things that I was presenting to everyone in the 12 Laws of the Universe course, and that is that even our spiritual body is affected by these laws. There is curvature of time and space, which means we can't always see where we're going. You can get in the tallest building, and you still can't see in Taiwan if you're in the United States because of the curvature of the earth. There's a curvature of circumstance, curvature of thought, curvature of feeling. You can't always feel today what you will feel tomorrow. Tomorrow you may be deeply in love with some project, some new discovery, some person. You may have rediscovered an old love, whether person, project, or circumstance, or place to be. And you couldn't imagine it the day before. This is what caused so many people to be frightened of exploration earlier on in history. They felt that at the edge of the earth, it just dropped off. At least we have learned enough about the physical universe, the geographical universe, and our personal universe to realize that with faith, courage, expanding consciousness, and a spirit of optimism, we can sail beyond those curves in the ocean and not drop off the edge, because on the other side we will discover something that we just can't experience at this moment. And I love it when I get there and I find something I haven't known before, when I discover something that I didn't realize was true. So thanks for sharing, Chris. And
yeah, thank you.
Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. We have Eve is still on the line. Eve, would you like to say something else?
Yes, I just wanted to share with the group that I'll be doing an Earth blessing this evening on 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And every Monday at 10 p.m. I'll be doing a blessing, and some of the other blessing givers will be joining. We'll be doing a blessing for pets and for animals.
Oh, great. What time is that again, Eve?
It will be at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. So that would be 7 p.m. for our Pacific friends, and the rest of you can fill in the blanks.
And I'm encouraging people, if they want to send photos of their pets or any animals that they're concerned about, or you know, I know my little dogs are going to join in. I feel that some of the animals are really good anchors. So if anyone on the call wants to share photos of their beloved pets, go ahead and email those. Do you want me to provide that email address?
That would be great, Eve.
Okay, so it's the number one, Animal Healing Arts.
That's singular art or plural?
Plural.
Okay. One, Animal Healing Arts.
Right, at Gmail.
At Gmail, good, good. Okay, write that, everybody, and send Eve your photos. And let's see, thank you so much, Eve. And we have Ron Greenwald. Ron, are you on the call? Oh, you are muted. Let's see, let's unmute you. Ron, you should be on.
It's Judy Greenwell.
Oh, hi, Judy.
Hi. Just enjoying being present here.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your support and your love and just all the good wishes that you've given to us and to our community.
Absolutely.
Happy, happy Sunday.
Same to you.
Thank you. And Jesse, you are on, let's see, can you speak, Jesse? I've undone your line, but, you know, you're not showing up over in the active speakers line. I don't know what's going on here. We have a definite problem.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Do you hear me, Glenda?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah, good. I'm just asking to be included in the blessings, and whoever else is listening. I was in an accident. I have some injuries. Thankfully, no broken bones.
Oh, thank God.
And and just for successful recovery and appropriate resolution for the legal aspect of the accident.
Oh, Jesse, something happened. Jesse, you're on. I can hear you, but we can't hear you.
I just asked for be included in the blessings for successful recovery and appropriate resolution of the legal aspects of the accident. Are you hearing me?
We heard that, Jesse, and we will hold you in our hearts. When did this happen?
Tuesday night.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Was anyone else hurt?
No.
Well, thank God for that, but we pray for you.
Thank you. I need it, and I appreciate it.
Yes, you have it. You have our love, our hugs, and our prayers to God for you.
Even through the Glenda, I knew I was being protected. That's why I didn't have broken bones.
I know you were. I know you were. Well, you take care. Do everything to care for you and allow others to care for you.
Thank you.
And God will bless.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Andrea, I see you're on the phone. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad. I just wanted to share, especially after listening to what Chris said, what I found interesting is I'm very sensitive to the energies that are going on the planet, but I kind of just stay in my little world, and I'm not usually conscious of what is causing, what's affecting me, just that I can tell something's going on around the world and it affects me, but I'm not usually, like, I didn't know about the Mercury retrograde thing because I just don't pay attention to certain things, so I'm not conscious of, oh, that's what's going on, so that's what was affecting me. And what I experienced was I got sick last Halloween, and ever since then I've been dealing with things that are really kind of unexplainable. Nothing's really wrong, but I'm unwell, and I've been sick. And so just when I started to get better from that one, I got sick again, and it's just alleviated itself towards the end of May. And the interesting thing about the whole several months of going through all this and all the different things that have been happening with my body is I tend to just kind of go with the flow. I try not to panic or read into anything, just say, okay, this is what's going on, and listen to the spirit and just let my body work its thing and go with, just let it work it out.
Good.
Because I knew it was more spiritually, being affected spiritually. It wasn't that I was really sick. It wasn't physically based. And so during the course of those several months, I had experienced such explosions of spiritual growth, just like leaps and bounds. It was just jumping me ahead and just jumping me ahead. And part of the benefit or part of the reason why I was able to do that was just to let it be, just to surrender to the process.
Uh-huh.
And I honestly can't really go into specifics about it because it is pretty personal, but just some of the greatest blessings I've ever had in my life. Great spiritual growth, great insights, great added light, so wonderful. And being more consistent with my daily spiritual practice because, you know, just wanting that spiritual connection so bad to my father, to Jesus, to all of that takes some attention on my part, on anybody's part who wants it, and implementing a daily practice. And that actually helped me to do so. And honestly, I'm so glad I've been sick because it ended up being one of the biggest blessings of my life. And when I just discovered about a week or so ago, oh, we're just finishing a Mercury retrograde and the solstice is coming up on the 21st. So I'm like, oh my gosh, that explains everything. So it's been a huge blessing, and I'm really grateful. And I just wanted to share that. And the consistency of giving Christ blessings every day has been huge for me. It's part of my daily routine. I do my meditation. I do some other things. I finish off with the Christ blessing every single morning. And it's huge. I love it. I'm grateful, and I'm glad to share it.
Great. Good news. What happened?
Oh, are you there?
Hello?
Oh,
what's
I can
happening?
Hear you now. Can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
I can hear you
yeah,
now.
Something happened.
It
was a break.
It's a weird Sunday on this line. Strange. But we're getting through it, and all of you are making such incredible contributions. It's amazing. It's just a picture of the way of what we're going through. We're going through challenges and coming out transformative and triumphant. So, Andrea, thank you so much for sharing and for doing the work you do.
Thank you.
And Eva, I see you're on the line, and I am clearing your line right now.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I too was not aware of the Mercury retrograde. Thanks for that information from Chris, and to realize why certain things do happen in our lives. And I want to thank everybody that was giving blessings for my husband Charlie and myself after his fall. He is now doing well and almost back to where he had been before the fall.
Thank God.
And then experience also of learning, I guess what I learned, and I know the blessings help with this tremendously, is to stop the resistance. As somebody else, I believe, on the call said, go with the flow, even though it's upstream and difficult rowing, yet without the resistance, it makes so much difference, and it really... Family was a great help, and sometimes these things happen to bring us all closer together. And so thank you, everybody, for your wonderful blessings, and I know this is really keeping us all afloat.
Yes, it is.
Thanks a lot.
And I will make one comment on this resistance thing. in the most obvious way, of course, resistance undermines our faith, and faith is our great power. But even in the mental and physical and material realm, resistance builds up friction. And that friction creates polarization. In other words, a life built around opposites, this opposing that, the very things it takes, as with a Flintstone, to create a spark. So resistance causes us to think in polarized ways. This opposes that, that opposes this. And so we begin to steward our life through polarized thinking and fear and anxiety. So resistance is really, really one of those things that has almost no value. I suppose its greatest value would be to create a campfire. Other than that, in our emotional and spiritual life, it has very little value at all, and the more we can get rid of it, the better. And Eva, I'm so glad to hear that Charlie's doing better and that you're bearing up under it, bright and shiny and continuing to be spiritually glowing.
And actually something else, he has become more interested in the blessings.
Oh, good.
So I think that's a plus. Big. You mentioned that when he's in bed, put something on his feet, and put a candle, and
yes.
So I had many aloe vera plants, so I was using that, and he was quite fine with it, and, you know, the candle was on the up by his head, and so actually he seemed to be really going along with that, and then the last thing he asked, he wants blessings for his eyes, because he does not see hardly at all.
Okay.
He would really like to see again, and believe still that he will. Perhaps I can put that out there, and we can ask for the blessing community to help us out with that.
We certainly will. And send him happy Father's Day from all of us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye for you. And Mara, hi, Mara, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Well, I've been listening to everybody, and I believe that they're doing absolutely wonderfully well and have really learned some things, wonderful things from your conversations back and forth. I would like to ask for my son Matthew to be included in the prayers today.
Okay.
And in my family, experiences of the last year have been kind of a strain and a stress for everybody. And however, I'm sure it would have been much more difficult if it had not been for all the blessings that have been sent our way. And so I'm grateful for that. And I would like prayers for myself to regain some of the confidence and the strength in myself, with Yeshua's help, which I know is there, but I don't always feel it.
I know.
It's been a very exhausting experience, and this morning I thought, now, you've got to get back on track here, but I don't always have the energy to do that. And I just say, well, okay, like Chris said, be honest. So I'm just saying, Yeshua, I don't feel much of anything except tired today or yesterday or a lot of days, but keep going, and my hope is that my faith will be forged with much strength.
We give you that wish too. We wish you joy and blessing and peace and rest and healing and a glowing recovery from these days of trial that you've been through, Mara.
Thank you.
And I would love to spend another 30 minutes speaking with everyone else who has been trying to get on the phone. But we are at the 30-minute mark, and we need to move into our blessing because so many people remotely tune in at this time to join us. And I had a special way of beginning our blessing today. First of all, I want to thank all the fathers in our community for the good, loving work you've done for your families and through your families for a larger community of children. Pardon me just a moment. Of children whose lives you affected, that you guided, not just as children, but on through young adults and adults to be the patriarch, the guiding light that was always there. Always the foundation, even when things didn't go the way you thought they would go. We thank you so much for being that pillar of strength and for being the hero in our lives, the builder, the giver, the encourager, the well-wisher, the strength in our storm. We thank you so much for that and wish you a wonderful, wonderful, glowing Father's Day. And we send our greatest wish and our greatest love to our Heavenly Father. And I have received instructions from Yeshua before this that your Heavenly Father would like to give you a hug today. And that's how we're going to start our blessing. I would like all of you to be seated in your regular position to receive the blessing. Feet on the ground, your head uncovered unless your faith requires it to be covered. Relaxed, your arms and legs uncrossed. Allow yourself to just stop all of your thoughts and retire into your heart. Just be there, resting, receiving, just being, allowing all possibilities to be available. And while in your heart, I want you to remember someone, your father, your grandfather, an uncle, a great-grandfather, Santa Claus, any loving male figure in your life, whose hug you just cherished. To sit in their lap was something you absolutely adored as a little child. And you knew that when you were in his lap and he gave you a hug, you were safe. You were safe from all the cares of the world. You would always be protected and loved and cared for. You knew that you had come into a loving world where you would always be welcome, you would always be forgiven, you would always be encouraged and enjoyed. Be there now and feel the warmth of that hug. And as you feel that, take a deep breath in and let that breath be the breath of joy, the breath of comfort, the breath of contentment, knowing that all of your needs have been provided for, and you are simply love. Release the breath and know that you're giving back to your dad or your granddad or your uncle or Santa Claus or whoever it might have been to you, the gift of your joy. And you knew that your joy and your smile, your giggle and your touch is all he ever needed, all he ever wanted. Now, surrender more deeply into this quiet place and feel the arms of God around you, our Heavenly Father, giving us the embrace of life, giving us a caress on our cheek, giving us the most loving embrace, comforting us, drawing us close to his heart. And we are a little child receiving that embrace. And we say back to our loving Heavenly Father, thank you, Father. All glory be to you on this magnificent Father's Day. All love, all glory, all peace, all joy we give to you. You are our light and our radiance, just as the sun is at the peak of heaven today. You are at the peak of our heaven. We thank you for everything you've given us. We thank you for blessings we did not even know you'd given us. We ask you for the courage to receive and the grace to use all that you've given us and to always walk with you and to find our way back to sit in your lap and receive a hug whenever we can. For we know you love us always, without condition, no matter what, no matter how far we've strayed, no matter how far we've forgotten you or your love or your peace. Your arms always await us. And we are here with you today, knowing that you are here to be with us. Dear Yeshua, beloved Son of God, the one who teaches us to be children of our Father, knowing that we come to the kingdom of heaven as little children, celebrating the innocence of our own soul, celebrating the sacredness even in our own heart, though our hearts may be broken, though sometimes we even feel they're soiled and sullied. In the heart of our hearts, there is sacredness in each one of us, and a way always to find our way back to God. You have taught us that. You have healed us. You've blessed us. You've given us your joy, your grace, and your love. We thank you for being with us today, that we may be brothers and sisters in your presence, celebrating the glory of God our Father. Amen. Let us begin. Your blessing is complete. Now, go and rest and be with God. Don't think. Don't list your prayers. Don't even pray. Just be. Be in this place of peace and receiving, where all is given, all is made right, all is made part of you, body, heart, and soul. Blessings be to you, now and forever. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.